the famous River Rhine, its banks lined with towering bluffs, picturesque castles and vineyards, and thousands of recreational vehicles. And why not? Germans can park an RV right at the river's edge and enjoy a million-dollar view, like this couple.
My name is Dagmar Seute.
My name is Heiko Saul.
The couple is doing what Germans call caravanning. On a little makeshift terrace, they drink hot coffee and watch the barges and the tour boats putter by not 40 feet away. You can't get this in a hotel.
This is more free. You take one step and you are on the air.
And the two say that even with the high cost of gas in Germany, this is cheaper than hotels. A tour of the trailer home doesn't take long. There's sleeping quarters to the left, a dining table to the right.
This area is a freezer, a little freezer.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And it's a heater. This is a little toilet.
It's not luxurious, but compared to tent camping, it's also not roughing it.
I love it to have my own bed, my own dishes. It's like my little home I can take with me.
Similar to the U.S., this lifestyle attracts people with higher than average incomes. Just up the road, Dieter and Tina Kohler pull their upscale little motorhome into a lot abutting the Rhine. They've been everywhere in this home.
Here we go to France. The last year we do 6 months travel for 6 months with this motorhome.
Ireland, to Scotland.
The Kohler's motorhome is really nice, but it's tiny by U.S. standards. Back in the U.S. of A., caravanning has been supersized. American Brian Krause just bought this 40-footer for his family, and he's still in a state of embarrassed awe of all the amenities. It has a master bedroom, a master bath, a kid's room with a little bath, three televisions.
And the kitchen has a full refrigerator here with French doors that open up. You know, my refrigerator's filled with beer and bread.
Krause is not just any RV owner. He's also president of Walden Woods Resort in Heartland, a private RV campground north of Ann Arbor. It may not have the fame and history of the Rhine, but it does boast a million-dollar view.
So we're sitting here on the coast of Lake Walden. And Lake Walden is a 145-acre natural spring-fed lake. And so we can sit here and have the most spectacular sunsets every single night.
Krause is a world traveler. He speaks three languages besides English. He's stayed in plenty of hotels. He's done the Disney trip with the kids. But it's this kind of travel that's closest to his heart.
I love it. To see America, there's no better way.
RV sales in the U.S. and Germany are on the upswing. And it's for the very same reasons. Both countries have a big pool of retiring baby boomers with disposable incomes. And both countries have a lot of people who share the same passion. They want a spectacular view in a beautiful land without leaving behind the familiar comforts of home. I'm Tracy Samilton, Michigan Radio News.